Father, we thank you in that wonderful name of Jesus. We're grateful that we come right before the throne of grace in the wondrous name of Jesus. Lord, let us be happy in the Lord today. Let us enjoy the wondrous Son today. God, anoint us with your love. That's how we're anointed. We're anointed with the love of God. Let it be fervent. Let it run rampant today. God, let us open up hearts to you today. We know that you're the one that does it. But God, let us be willing, let us be wanting to receive your truth in love. God, the grace of God, how wondrous it is. Lord, let it touch each and every one of us. It already holds us, but God, let us embrace it this day. Let us love in that grace this day. Let us swim in it. Launch out into the deep. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Now, Lord, just open up your words of life, your words of love. Touch hearts here today. Draw us. Draw us, Lord God. It's your desire. Let us want it for ourselves. We thank you for all things. We thank you for every life that's here today. Make yourself known. Show yourself great. Oh, our faithful Father. And we give you all the thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise be to God. Well, let's open our Bibles today to 2 Corinthians. And we're going to the 11th chapter. Wonderful, wonderful scripture. All of it's wonderful. But touch my heart this week with this. But in the 2 Corinthians chapter 11, we'll begin reading from verse 2. And it says there, "For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy." Oh, Brother Paul sure loved those saints, didn't he? That kind of love he's putting in our lives, brothers and sisters, one for another, for the truth and love. "For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest by any means, as that serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." The simplicity that is in Christ. Really, Lord's going to have to constrain me today, because I am rejoicing in the simplicity that is in Christ. Now, I want you to think about these words for a moment. And I mean really, open your heart to them. Say, "Lord, let me get my heart around what you have for me today." But think about this simplicity that is in Jesus Christ. And you've got to step back for a moment and understand this is the one who set the stars in heaven. That makes this earth turn and rotate perfectly with the moon and the other planets and the galaxies. The harmony that we have, that no two snowflakes are alike, that each and every one of us are precious individuals. This is the one by whom all things were made, by him and for him. Without him, nothing was made. Without him, nothing consists or hold together. And here we have this emphatic warning to Christians, to us, from a brother who loved Christ so. Don't you be led astray. Don't you ever forget. Always put in remembrance the simplicity that is in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I'm here today to tell you what this simplicity is. And in case you don't know, in case you haven't heard, it's grace. It's pure, sweet grace. And yes, I said it. And there may be some that say, "Oh, brother, that's all we hear. Time in, time out." Well, did you hear what the sister said? It's the gospel of grace that brings it all to you. It's going to be the gospel of grace that grows you up into all things in Jesus Christ. And if I could tell it a trillion times over. See, that's the numbers we use now. It's not a million or billion anymore. A trillion times over, I wouldn't even begin to touch upon the marvelous grace of God. Oh my goodness. I've been thrilling in it, brothers and sisters. Overwhelmed with the simplicity that is in grace. Yep. The simplicity that is in grace. Grace makes everything simple. And I mean everything. How Jesus could ever like and love the likes of you and me? Grace. How Jesus could be patient and loving and even more loving when we fail time and time again and yet we know better? Grace. How He can abide faithful when we believe not. Listen to that. He abides faithful when you believe not, when I believe not. Grace. Then how He can grow us up into all things in Christ. Grace. How He can allow us to be filled with all the fullness of God and nothing short of it. Grace. How He can fill us with all the complete and perfect will of God. Grace. And then how He can invite us and grow us up and place us one day in the very midst of His throne, ruling and reigning jointly with Jesus Christ for eternities to come to be His wondrous bride. Grace. It's never changed. It's always been the same. It's that wonderful invitation so freely given to us, brothers and sisters. From day one, I wanted it for you. I want it for you. I'm giving it to you. I provided it. It's all in me. And it's grace. And grace. And grace. So it's the answer to everything, brothers and sisters. And it answers everything. The Bible tells us that we're running a race, aren't we? You're running somewhere. You're either running from God or you're running a race. And I mean it. And praise be to God. The Word tells us that it's but one that wins that race. See, we're not in it to qualify. We're not in it to place. Truly, we're in it to win it. Because God has called us to that. See, know the gospel, know the Word of God, what He wants for you. I don't want to just plan and contemplate what I think God wants for me. He didn't bring it that way. He said, I got a perfect plan for you. It's specific. I want everybody to know it. I would that all men be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. No one was excluded. I heard a brother the other day said, oh, well, see, the gospel went out in all the land then, but it's got to go back out in all the land again. Let me tell you something. We're without excuse. Man is without excuse. Jesus Christ reveals Himself in nature. If you have a heart for God, God will bring it to you. And God will bring you all the fullness of God if you will open your heart to it. It doesn't matter where you are in life. It doesn't matter where you were born. It doesn't matter what kind of gold spoon or a tin spoon that was in your mouth or no spoon that was in your mouth when you were born. My goodness, brothers and sisters, He gave His Son for all. He died for the sins of all man. And He didn't want you just to be saved by the grace of God. He wants you to grow up into Him in all things by the grace of God. Those lumps, those bumps, those trials, those undeserved things that you don't think that you deserve. Let me tell you something. If you'll take them from the hand of God right now, you'll finish with joy, just like these brothers and sisters sang about. But if you're going to sit there and you're going to muddle in it and you're going to tell why God it was unfair, you're never going to finish with joy. You'll finish. If you're a child of God, you'll be in heaven. By the grace of God, I want you, more importantly, He wants you there in the first trump to win Him. Presented a chaste virgin to Christ. Lord, it's only You. I'm in love with only You. I'm not embracing the things of this world anymore. It doesn't sing a tune that strums my heart anymore. It's Your Word that has my heart. Now, brothers and sisters, win Him. And one runner wins that race. Just one. And I'm here to tell you that runner is none other than Grace. His name is Grace. He runs in grace. he receives the grace. It's just there. Do you understand that? It's just be the vessel that God has made you. Perfect. To receive the grace of God. That's the treasure. Do you realize that? That's the treasure. That's why I can be who I am in Christ. That's how come I can be who I am in Christ. See that for yourself today. It's not who you think you should be. It's not who mom and dad think you should be. Christ has a vision for you. And it's perfect. And he's telling you to be filled with the fullness of God. And that's Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. He just wants you to fill your life with the grace of God. Fill your life with love. I love you. There isn't anything I want you to fill your life with but my undeserved, unmerited love. And to embrace that and to know that and to treasure that. And to be bold in it. Bold. Not what man says you are. Not what these lies tend to think that you might be. You have put on the new man. Come on Wednesday night. You'll learn something. You have put him on when you accepted Christ as Savior. That's who you are. You're a vessel prepared. A foreign to glory. It's just done. Your vessels prepared a foreign to glory. The only question is how much glory you want. How much grace you're going to let shine. One star differeth from another in glory. God wants you to have sun glory. Not just a reflection. I hear that all the time. Oh, I want to be a reflection. That's wonderful. I'm glad there's a thought. He wants you to be filled with all the fullness of God. What is that? That's Christ. Growing up into Him in all things. The fullness of God. The very image. Got to be grace, huh? Come on, you know it's got to be grace. You couldn't figure it out. I couldn't even figure it out. We couldn't even begin to figure out how to even take one step into that. And yet God has here a race set out where I can run in it. David taking long strides. Oh, hallelujah, Lord, I'm bold in it. Not bold in what I know. I'm not bold in how obedient I've been. I'm bold in the grace of God. It's like I've never seen it before. I mean it every day. But this week's been mighty special. Just overwhelmed in what He wants for us, brothers and sisters. Us in Christ. Born of God. Destined to finish. And finish with joy if we will just superabound. That's the word. Superabound in the grace of God. Isn't that amazing how many people are wasting their lives? I'm talking Christians planning out all of the good works that they think that they need to do to be acceptable to God. And I already know the Word tells me for you and for me the before ordained good works that we should walk therein. And not a one of them isn't grace. Do you see that it's been laid out? Can you imagine that God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit all got together in ages past? And they saw us in Christ. And they saw you in that. And they saw me. And there's a divine ordered path. This isn't coincidence. There wasn't an accident here and an oops over there. There wasn't one drop spilled. That blood was poured perfectly. It was poured perfectly. It poured out of Him perfectly. It poured down from the cross perfectly. it poured down upon your life and my life perfectly. It covered every sin. It made us white as snow. It made us vessels prepared afore unto glory to receive everything from God. At that very moment, sister, a vessel blessed. So blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. If I didn't see you all here, I'd know I'm walking in glory. We got to come to this now, though. We got to come to this now. The law makes everything complicated. Did you know that? The works of the law make everything hard. Yeah, it does. If you don't believe me, ask any of these precious lives that are among you today that have come out of religions, the clutches of religions, that have taught rules and duties and ceremonies and traditions. My goodness, I hear these stories, and it's no wonder why people walk around with such guilt and such condemnation that they never want to go to church anymore. The reason people don't want to go to church anymore is because they have not been preached the grace of God. When you receive the grace of God, you will want to come to church. You'll desire, you'll pant, you'll become delirious. You really will. Oh, that's not the guy that I married. He wants to come to church. He doesn't even want to. I mean, the car's in the driveway. He's beeping the horn. Honey, we got to go. We can't be late. I got to get into the Word. I got to receive more of that free gift. Brothers and sisters, we're in an age of such magnificent, wondrous grace. Galatians 3:13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. Why don't people want to get that? One of the sweetest verses I've ever heard. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. In Romans 10:4. For Christ is the end of the law. Did you hear that? Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. You may be sitting here today and say, oh, man, I never heard that before. That's the Word of God. That's the divine Word of God. That's His promises. They're yea and amen. He cannot lie. He's not going to lead you astray. I don't care what religion has taught you. I don't care what the laity, as they call it, tries to put bonds on you, tries to keep you imprisoned, tries to keep you in guilt in order to follow on to increase their bellies. And that's exactly what it is. And it's not exclusive to one religion. It's not. It's just exclusive to the enemy and a lie. And it's a lie that if you'll follow after it, it'll feel good to your flesh. But it'll send leanness to your soul. It will rob you. It will destroy you. It will make you bitter. It'll keep you in a place where you will not grow. And you will shrivel up. And there won't be much life. Well, there'll be a flicker because God will not fail you nor forsake you. But boy, what could have been? Boy, what could have been? The crown of grace that thou hast, hold it fast. Don't let anybody take it from you. The little foxes spoil the vine. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. I find it so often in people that don't want to forgive one another. That's how it usually starts. They see something that's happened. And then judgment sets in. The sad thing is it's affecting that person. They're living in a lie. Because it only matters how Christ sees things. And a child of God, justified. Just as if you never sinned. Oh my. 2 Timothy 1:9. God hath saved us and called us with a holy calling. Isn't that wonderful? That's you. He saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works. I hope that didn't surprise you. But according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. I just love it. Tailor made. Oh my goodness. Whom He foreknew, He predestinated. Man. We have got it so made, brothers and sisters. And it is so easy. The simplicity of it is so easy. So against what this body, this flesh wants to do. We know it. But we're being hit right smack in the face with the Word of God, aren't we? That's how He does it. Brother Paul said, oh, I'm jealous over you with a godly jealousy. Come on now. I like them words. Don't let it offend you. We're talking God and His love and what He wants. And I got a jealous God over me. Brothers and sisters, as those wonderful steps out there. It says in there, 2 Peter 3:18, we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and it's never changed. And I want to tell you, it's that grace that we are free, and that grace makes us free now. And it's in that grace that His yoke is easy and His burden is light. Grace, grace, grace. It gives us the freedom to embrace and believe all the Word of God. At all times, no matter what the circumstance is. As Nathan said to David, you are that man. Praise God. At that moment, he embraced God and he said, Lord, I know that before thee and thee only have I sinned. It came forth. The freedom to embrace all the will of God. Yeah. Get it. Oh, sin, you ain't going to rain on me no more. You ain't going to do it. Because greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. I'm understanding the truth. Hear these things today and take heed to them. Now, you still may be sitting here. And may even be thinking, oh, I've come here time and time again, brother. And I love these words. I love to hear how Jesus loves me. But every time I've got that feeling. Every time I had that exhilaration. That it was for me. That it is that personal. That I got it for that moment. That it is grace. But yet I made the step and the wall came. I made the step and I just can't do it. And I'm telling you, you can't. And I'm telling you, grace did. Grace did. Not will do, grace did. Grace did that your vessels afore a prayer prepared unto glory. God, give us a vision of who we are in Christ. Not what it will be, but who I am right now. Brother Paul, the man I hope to be. Praise God, the man who I am in Christ right now, if I'll just yield. Oh, he's bringing it. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, the answer is grace. Just see the grace of God. Just believe the grace of God. That the grace of God is our all sufficiency in all things. Nothing else. It's not my might. It's not my power. It's not my diligence. It's not my obedience. It's not my desire. It's by your Spirit. It's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. And that's a spirit of grace. It is. And He wants it for you. And I'm telling you, just as the grace that the day that you received, the day that you accepted Christ Jesus as your Savior. Do you remember back that day, anybody? That moment? That moment that you saw that it was free? The moment that you saw that God just gave it to you. How simple that moment was and easy it was when you just said, Jesus, I believe. Amen. Amen. Precious time. Precious time. Well, let me tell you something. The bridal calling, brothers and sisters, is not any different. It's no different. It's no harder. It's no greater effort. Matter of fact, it's no effort at all. Salvation wasn't either. Come on now. It's just seeing the same love. It's just seeing the same grace. It's just seeing the same Jesus Christ that wanted that salvation for all men, that He wants you to finish with joy as they sang today and be His bride. So as we close, I say, let this be the day. Today's the day of your salvation, isn't it? Sometimes you'll wonder, I thought I saved way back when. He's saving you something from right now today. And you know what He's saving you from today? Unbelief. And you know what saves you from unbelief? The grace of God. You may have never believed this for yourself. I don't know. Maybe you've had a hard time lately. Today is the day of salvation. Today is your day of salvation. Today is your day of grace. Today is your day to receive that grace and say, Lord Jesus, I take the grace for this. The simplicity of believing in your love. The love that bought me on that cross. The love that taught me by your Spirit. The love that sought me to win your best. Lord, I'm going to receive that grace today. I'm not going to delay one moment longer. The good work which you've begun, I'm going to receive the grace today to rest in that you're going to perform it. And we're going to rejoice, Lord. I was encouraged by Him this week. He said, son, we're going to rejoice, my love.
in my day, in that day, that first trumpet day. Brothers and sisters, there's a witness going out to you this morning. Receive the grace of God. It's held you. It's never let you go. Embrace the grace of God today. Let Him just take your heart and embrace the grace of God today. Let's stand and worship the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name.
Praise you for your grace. God, bring it home to us today. Lord, make it real today. Lord, break down the indifference, God. Break up the fallow ground, dear God. Break up the unbelief, dear God. Let us receive the grace to believe you by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, thank you for the freedom. Thank you for the freedom today, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise your name. Praise your name. Oh, yes. Father, we stand before you, a people. God, encouraged, anointed by the love of your Son, by the grace of God. Lord, let us be a people that stands before you as us in Christ today, wanting more of you, wanting to grow up into you in all things, wanting to receive all the fullness of God this morning. God, wanting to be that readied wife. God, being ready, not putting it off for another day. Not allowing the enemy to tell me, oh, this isn't for you. You're not worthy. Praise God, you put yourself upon that cross and made me worthy. Thank you, Lord. Your blood, hallelujah, is the power by which we live. It's the faith in you, Lord God. It's the grace that poured down. Lord, let us just drink and feast upon you and your word. God, in boldness, let us not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ for me, for us. Lord Jesus, it is the power of God unto salvation. Lord, let us believe it. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.